Hello, welcome back to my podcast. This is the first official episode, and this is basically what they're all going to be like. They're all going to be not very long, and they're all going to be just me talking. Maybe I'll get some people on to talk with me for future episodes about stuff, but for now, this is what you're getting. Cool. Just want to talk about some stuff that I'm currently reading or watching, or what I want to watch or read. And you know, if you want to suggest anything to me to read or watch, then email me at craigperry891@gmail.com or tweet me at craigperry. Yeah, there you go. My profile picture's red, basically. The first thing I wanted to talk about is that Edward Lorne is an author, yeah, and a YouTuber, and he's currently doing a reread of the Lord of the Rings series. I haven't actually read or watched the Lord of the Rings series, but I am going through them, and the first one is The Hobbit, doing a chapter a day. Today's day three, so I'll start chapter three today, and The Hobbit. It's very interesting. It's a good story. And I thought it was interesting that I went to the shop and I found The Hobbit in the children's section as well as the adult section. So what is that? You let me know whenever you can or if you want to. Or don't bother me. It's written in like the 30s, I think. And it's written very, very, very childlike. 1937 this book was published. And it's written very, very childlike. And if you can get past that, you'll be fine. But if you can't, then get past it, because it's just ridiculous. If you can't, all Lord of the Rings films, like the first two is 3 hours long, 1 hour 58 and then 1 hour 59, and then Lord of the Rings 3, the massive battle, is 3 hours and 20 minutes. Which, when I watch it, probably the longest film I've ever watched. You know, Endgame was only 3. I think Titanic 3 and 15. But yeah, the next thing I want to tell you that I'm reading currently is Douglas Adams' The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the 4-part like collection book. You've probably heard of it as a film or the TV series. But the books is the original thing, and it is original, a very original thing. It's written very well. It's funny. It's a bit like Guardians of the Galaxy. It's got the same kind of humour and originality to it. There are a few things that annoy me, like the main character's a bit annoying, a bit slow at times, but other than that, it's fine. I haven't read that yet. I'm still on the first part, or the first book. But yeah, it's good, and the film is good. It's actually very good. The film, I enjoy it. So watch that as well. The next thing I want to talk about a bit about comics now, comic books. I've got this comic. It's volume 2 of Essential Wolverine. I got it from Ground Zero Comics in Mansfield. So if you live local to me, you know, Nottinghamshire area, or Derbyshire, or anything like that. There's a comic book shop called Ground Zero Comics in Mansfield, and it is great. You know, we're in the UK, not a lot of comic shops about, especially in small areas like this, and this is perfect. I got this comic book, this is issue 24 to 47, a massive collection of them, and it's great. This, I don't know if the original released issues of Wolverine was in colour, but this collection isn't in colour, and I like that. I really like the stylistic choice of it. Which is great. I like that kind of thing. Yeah. That's that comic. Now, I want to talk about a big comic. Oh, yeah, just to let you know, that the Essential Wolverine comics are issue after issue. There's like 23 issues or whatever. And it's not like a massive story arc, like not famous one, but this next comic I'm talking about is a massive story arc. It's X-Men, The Dark Phoenix Saga. If you get it as a collective, it's 183 pages, which is not at all. I thought it was a lot longer than that. But there are This does show you the backstory of the Dark Phoenix, but there is a backstory of the Phoenix. They go into, you probably know it. It's like the film. They go into space, and she absorbs Phoenix, the Phoenix Force. You don't get this in the Dark Phoenix saga at the comic collection, because it happened like a few, like a good 20 issues prior to the Dark Phoenix saga beginning. And in that time, Jean Grey saved the universe and with her Phoenix power, and then she just sort of died, and then brought herself back, and then this happened. That's my current timeline to it. Anyway, firstly, a very important thing for me to do with comics is the artwork, and if the artwork and aesthetic of the comic isn't good, or is, in my opinion, isn't good, I struggle to read it. However, the artwork is absolutely fantastic in this. It's very, you know, it's inspiring comics art for me, because you can see yourself actually drawing that, unlike, you know, a lot of art. And I like it. The artwork's great. The only thing that confuses me is that Wolverine has blue hair and not, and he has black hair, and like, why do they have blue hair instead of black in comics? But other than that, whatever. The writing is very good. It's Chris Claremont time, so there's a lot of thought bubbles, and there's a lot of like, oh look, I'm Cyclops and my powers are this, and he's thinking that to himself, and it doesn't make any sense. And they do think in sentences rather than thoughts. But no, it's actually really good. Surprisingly, it comes out in the, I think it came out in the 80s or 70s, late 70s, early 80s, I think. And it's fantastic. It's a fantastic book. Yeah, that's great. Also got some other Spider-Man comics. They're great as well. I figured out that the Incredible Hulk comics, especially the early ones, I don't know about these days, but obviously Planet Hulk and World Hulk are great. But the original Incredible Hulk comics are boring. They really do bore me. And that's why I have an issue when people are like, oh, the Ang Lee Hulk. Remember the Hulk from like 2003? Everyone's like, oh no, it's not good, it's boring. Not like Hulk at all. But like, it is. Hulk is boring. And Bruce Banner hates Hulk and stuff, and it's just as good as the original comics, if I'm honest. Same with the Incredible Hulk, people don't like that from 2008, which is the MCU Hulk. People don't like that, but it's just, you know, the Hulk isn't a great character in the comics. It's when he evolves, he becomes a good character, when he can talk, when he's his actually own character, not just a rage machine. That's when he's a good character, and that's when he's a good character in the films, as well as the comic books. I think that wraps up what I'm currently reading. But I'm also reading that Strange Things book, Suspicious Minds. I did read the newer one. I can't remember. It's about Hopper in the 70s. But I'm reading this this novel called Suspicious Minds. It's set in 1969. And it's about Jane's, Eleven's mother, and how she gets experimented on. These books are backstory books, which is nice and very good. The book is good. I haven't read a lot of it. I'm still in the first chapter. I'm reading it slow. Taking my time with it. It's alright. Read it if you like Stranger Things. Now I'm going to go on to what I'm watching. Right. I'm currently watching, I watch Stranger Things. Obviously love it, but I'm not really watching a lot of TV at the minute. I tried to watch Breaking Bad, but I did stop series 1 episode 2. I'm probably going to pick it up, I think. I did enjoy that. The last thing I watched was The Lion King. I went to cinemas to watch The Lion King. It was good. I remember having more fun with this than I did with the original. I'm probably going to get murdered for that, but honestly, I did enjoy this more than I enjoyed the original. I know it's a carbon copy. I know that the lions can't emote because it's too realistic. But, there are some fantastic shots in this. Absolutely fantastic. But, you know, the actual film's not bad. I mean, if you enjoyed the original, you're going to enjoy this, unless you don't want to. But that brings me on to another subject I do want to talk about, which is originality in films. there isn't a lot of originality anymore. I mean, you've got Jordan Peele doing what he does with Get Out and Us, and they're amazingly original. But there's not a lot of original films. Even the Marvel films, they aren't original. Even if they've got the most original film, it's the concept of the film which is not original. I don't have a problem with it. I love the Marvel films, but they're not original. And honestly, all there is just remakes, reboots, sequels. You know what I mean? They're doing Bad Boys 3, they're doing Back to the Future 3 next year, and there was even a Back to the Future reboot, which is not a thing anymore. They did Men in Black International, which is number 4, which is apparently not good, apparently it's fine, but Men in Black on, you know, that's not fine anyway. That's alright, the whole series. There's just no originality in films. If you want an original film, the best place to look is honestly YouTube or indie kind of things, because there's just no originality. And it does annoy me as a you know, I want to be a filmmaker. I've made films, short films. I'm making series, and it annoys me. And the most original thing now is series, Netflix and stuff. But even then, like The Walking Dead, obviously that's not original based off comic, but they're like spinning that off. They've made it into a longer thing, longer than the comics ended. This is still going, the series. And now they're spinning off 3 films, if you didn't know that, which are based off the main character. I can't remember his name. I haven't watched Walking Dead. I want to read the comics, though. And they're black and white, so even better. But yeah, I don't really know what else to say. I'm not really watching much, to be honest. I want to watch the Lord of the Rings films. I'm going to watch Endgame when that comes out on Blu-ray. And I'll probably do Avengers Endgame, like a full-on review and talking. I think I'll do say if I get a friend with me, you know, maybe I'll do a Avengers Endgame, like, watching thing. A commentary track where, you know, you watch along with us and we talk about it for the 3 hours it's on. So that'd be good. If you want that, let me know, or don't, and expect it, because I'm probably going to do it now. Yeah, I know that my friend, or any friend, would love to do that, sit there and talk about it for a good few hours. And I don't have extensive comic book knowledge, because I've only really got into comic books the past couple of years, because I couldn't actually get any. However, I've been into superhero things and related media for a long time, for my whole life, but comics is not, you know, I've struggled to get them. However, I obviously love them, and I do have a comic book knowledge, which I can talk about in the Endgame thing for people who want to know more. But yeah, let's move on to another segment. This segment is called What Am I Doing? And as I've just said, I make films, short films, and I make series. All on YouTube. I've got The Detective, which is awful, but that's on the Craig Perry channel in a playlist. And then you go over to Spearhead Studios, which is on YouTube still. You've got a short film The Day Off, and then a 4-part series called Elliot Fez. Currently, I am doing... I've not announced this anyway yet, but I'm currently doing a comic book. Don't know why I said that so weird. I'm doing a comic book. I've done the script. I'm going to print it, but I've done the script. I'm currently drawing it. I've got the cover page, and if you want to buy it, just get in touch with me, as I said, at Twitter, Craig Perry, or at craigperry891@gmail.com. Get in touch with me there. And if you want to purchase it, I don't know prices yet, but I mean, let me know now. You can pre-order it if you want, and I'll tell you how much that'll cost. If you do live far away, it'll cost more, and it only will go to the UK. I probably don't have any other people listening outside the UK, but if you are, then it will only go to the UK. It will cost more, obviously, if you want to pre-order, and it will cost more if it needs shipping, as in if I need to send it further away. But if you're just going to buy it from me, as in you live really close, as in, say if you live as far as Nottingham, I'd say, you can just buy it from me personally. But if you live further than Nottingham, then you are gonna have to pay a little bit extra. By a little bit extra, I mean like 50p to a pound extra for the fee. I'm going to put, once the comics are published, they'll be on Amazon. I'll talk about that once they are published. Don't expect amazing artwork. I'm doing this all myself because there's no other, I don't know any artists that would do it. But yeah, I'm doing a comic book called, I'm not going to release the title now because I think I'll do that when it's all ready. But yeah, I'm doing a comic book. Also, I've told loads of people about this, but to talk about it on the podcast, why not? I've done a feature film script. I had written the whole script, 118 pages, that makes it like 1 hour and 58 minute wise, around that anyway. And I like it. It's obviously flabby, it's not fantastic, however, it can be. I mean, I feel like every single story, bad or good, has potential to be good. As long as it has a decent concept. Like, even if it has a bad concept, it can be twisted into be good. It's being good. I think anything can. But yeah, this script, I think I'm not gonna make it for a long time. It can be made on a very low budget, but I need actors, I need editors, I need few cameras, I need a lot of memory cards, I just need more stuff, and I'll probably do it if I get into uni. I'll probably do it there. Yeah, so if you ever wanna, I've done a feature film script and I'm 17. I'm just really proud of that. I hope you give me validation for it and recognition. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. Also, Elliot Fez, go and watch that because it's fantastic. But now, it's for a goofy little lad. Are you like me and you struggle to find stuff to watch on Netflix? Well, this is for you. Go onto YouTube, type in Spearhead Studios, Spearhead one word, Studios another word, enter. Scroll down until you see the black logo, click on it, go into videos, and then you've got Elliot Fez. Elliot Fez Series 1 is about a young filmmaker, 17 years of age, and he's excited. He's making a short film and he's made behind the scenes. This is a documentary for Elliot Fez. It's a mockumentary in our world, but he's making a documentary behind the scenes. Elliot Fez is picked by Craig Perry, me, the writer, creator and director of the series. And it has his friend in it called Toby Westwood, who plays Toby Gascoigne, and his other friend called Tia Wheatcroft, who plays Tia Wheat. And some of the people. So go and watch that. It's 4 parts. Each episode ranges from 10 minutes to 5 minutes. They get shorter and they get worse, but they get good as well. There's a high point and a low point, and a low point and a high point. So I'm gibberish. Yes, I'm jabbering on. Go and watch it. Right, time for another announcement. Elliot Fez Series 2 is happening, writing the scripts. There's going to be 7 episodes. We're going to be on IMDb soon, Internet Movie Database, very soon. That'll be released probably end of the year. So yeah, Series 2 is out, 7 episodes, or not out, Series 2 is coming, 7 episodes, just need to finish the scripts off, and then, I don't know, that's release dates when they've finished filming, and the format. So yes, I think that's the show. If you want to, you know, follow me, you can, at Twitter, Craig Perry, as I said, or CraigPerry01, I think is the handle, I don't know, red profile icon. If you want to send any messages or talk to me in any form, you can just DM me at that, or you can bloody Gmail me at greatberry891@gmail.com. Go and, you know, follow the podcast, share it everywhere a million times, and, you know, go to Spearhead Studio, subscribe to that, and watch every single video a billion times. Make a billion accounts and watch it a billion times, and billion likes it. The comic book is going to be great. You're going to love it. I can tell you're excited for that. So yeah, hopefully I can get more guests on, and hopefully I'm definitely going to do that Avengers Endgame commentary now, because it sounds cool. Right. Thank you for listening. Please do share, because, you know, I want bloody sponsors and money. God, that's what I'm doing it for. Alright, ta-ra. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.